Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Callaway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoag moves to second. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Humphries reaches third base with a triple. Hoag scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Humphries scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. QL moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries fires to first and picks off Knickerbocker. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner strikes out. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Humphries hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Moses moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Appling moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Callaway moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Suter fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Bob Swift. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Castiglia pinch hits for Jack Knott. Jim Castiglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglia hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tex Shirley now pitching. Jim Castiglia now catching. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Humphreys strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. QL moves to second. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Tex Shirley. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Castiglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglia is 0-for-1 in the game. Castiglia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Marchilden now pitching. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-3 in the game. Turner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes bunts towards the mound. Marchilden fields it and throws to first for the out. Turner moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchilden fields it and throws to first for the out. Turner moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Knickerbocker strikes out. 1 out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-3 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.